practical life and the achievements through yoga, how you become self-sovereign. And the last chapter is all 18th chapter, is the essence of all what had been said in the previous chapters. That how you go through four stages, you are Brahmin, then you become warriors, you are also Kshatriya and you reach the stage of Shudra. And what are the qualifications of the Brahmins? A Brahmin, the one who is pure, who practices the teachings, but I teach them. And a Brahmin performs action with realization that I am a soul and he has peace in life. A Brahmin has sanyam, means he has self-control. Sense organs are disciplined. A Brahmin is tapasvi. Tapa means he has natural purity in life. Yoga tapasya, austerity. And he has purity in life. A yogi has, Brahmin has honesty in life. Brahmin has tolerance. Brahmin is the one who has relationship with God, the Supreme, perform actions with this consciousness. So there is peace. There is honesty. There is tapasya in life, means there is deep realization of all the qualities that you practice. Truth in his life. Brahmin means constantly whatever action he performs, he's not attached to it. In a detached consciousness. So am I really, and then those who are, so Brahmin, purity, peace, tolerance, honesty, renunciation, and tapasya. Everything is, whatever actions are performed, everything is done in a detached consciousness, a detached observer, free from all desires. And Kshatri has the desire, has determination, has courage, has confidence, has the power to lead everything. But then there is a not detachment. Merchant does the action with desires, gives accordingly what he receives. Shudra is subservient to his actions. And so he says, you should become pure Brahmin, free from bondages. Practice, recognize the truth. So Brahmin has self-realization and perform every action in soul consciousness. Every action in pure consciousness. And he says, what you have to do is just constantly perform every action in, not that you are doing it. Be in my company. See me as your companion. And focus your mind on me. And after performing actions, he says that result is that all your action will be purified actions. All your action will be free. It will not create any kind of bondage in you, in your life. Surrender your actions. It's not that I want reward of that. Then you are experiencing three types of happiness. So in the 18th chapter there are different aspects of what is satoguna, means every action which is performed in righteous form with truth, with emotions, rajoguna, with means desire or detachment, and tamoguna with ignorance, performing action without any consciousness, just do that, dependency. So there is the permanent happiness, there is temporary happiness, and there is happiness but fear. There is actions are performed which create bondage and fear. There is not joy. And a Brahmin, actually one of the purity, when I speaking about for a yogi is the one. Oh, now this is a battlefield, and in the battlefield he's speaking about how much you sleep and how much you eat. In the battlefield, a yogi does not eat too much. A yogi does not sleep too much. A yogi is not that he does not sleep at all, and he does not eat at all. A yogi does not have to renounce anything. While living in your household, you perform your duties. So how to be karma yogis? First is karma yoga, then it is perform action in soul consciousness. A yogi is one who has some drishta, who has a vision for everyone. As I am a soul, so is other person is a soul. He sees everyone with equal vision. He sees everyone with the same conscience light. As I am light, this soul is also light, with brotherly vision. A yogi is not attached to the materialism. And this example is given, for him, dust and gold are the same. That is also material, and that is also material. So he is beyond this. So with this stage you practice yoga and you are free from influence, and your actions become the neutral action, natural actions. And he's speaking about that, oh, those who come in the world of matter, they go from sato pradhan stage, sato stage, rajo stage, and tamo stage, means they are perfect state of purity, truth, complete bliss. But as they are influenced by matter, they lose that purity and happiness. As they come further, they lose more and come in the bondage and become suffering souls. And then, because what creates the bondage in them? What brings them into world of sorrow and happiness and hell? Desires, anger, lust, greed. These are doorway to hell. And your actions you are not able to perform righteous action with right determination, because desire are not fulfilled. Anger is there. With anger your intellect is destroyed, is influenced. Your decision is not right. When your decision is not right, your actions are not right. And then there's reaction again and comes suffering. So it's a cycle of how action-reaction theory works. So he said, now perform actions. So it means on the battle we are warriors, but victorious. He says, hey Mahabhav, you had been victorious. Remember that you have conquered this. And reminding ourselves, so we need to remind ourselves. So when did God come? Exactly at the same time, last kalpa, last cycle, as is the present time now. There were many religions, unrighteousness was there. There was greed for property. There's friction in every family. Brothers are deceiving brothers. And all the names of the Pandavas are very unique name. Kaurava's name are also the unique name. Name not on the body, name on the character. Dushasan, the one who has the ruling power with evil consciousness. Duryodhan misuses the power in the battlefield. Shakuni has always doubts, this will not happen and that will not happen. They are different, all these characters have a name. In the same way as Pandava's side, God's side is name. Now actually there is a whole thing. So God comes and sits in the battlefield and gives knowledge, and Arjuna gives him his chariot to sit. He says, I am only charioteer and you fight. So what does it mean? Arjuna's chariot. Arjuna is a soul, Aryajan. The body is a chariot. And God becomes co-charioteer. Co-charioteers. And when he sits in this chariot, the chariot is also ordinary. Body is ordinary. And this is why it is said, avjananti mamamuda manishyam tan ashratam. The intellect, those who are not with the divine intellect, he said actually muda intellect means stupid intellect. Avjananti mamamuda, thick-headed, stupid intellect, do not recognize me. As I enter an ordinary body, they cannot recognize me. They seem an ordinary, and then they defame me. So body is actually a chariot, Arjuna's body, chariot. And in Hindi, in India especially, when someone leaves the body, and the body is carrying, being to the crematorium, being carried to the crematorium, they do not say so and so is going to the crematorium. Arathi is going. Arathi. Chariot without the charioteer is being taken to the crematorium. Chariot without the charioteer. Chariot without the meaning of life is being taken to the crematorium. And Arjuna's God became Sarathi, co-charioteer. So God sits to inspire to behind. So Arjuna's body was chariot. And sense organs are the horses, controlling them, giving them the guidance. And he says, again it is the last chapter, that if you follow my dictates, my directions, it is Shrimat. It's the most elevated directions of all. This is the supreme truth I am telling you. If you follow me, you are liberated. No bondage of action. You perform all actions in a neutral state of mind. You will remain like a lotus flower, detached, uninfluenced. You will live a life of liberation. You achieve self-sovereignty. You achieve divinity and you come to heaven. And if you do not follow my dictates, then the result is you follow the dictates of your own mind. You follow your own nature, your own personality, your own actions, sanskaras. And that what had been influenced by vices, you create bondage and you fall in the world of suffering. So now you decide what you have to do. And this is in between, he has given this all these very beautiful directions, no, of his vision, who I am, what I am. And then Arjuna recognizes his real form and says, it's not the physical form, it is the supreme entity, it's the supreme being. And then he realizes, Even after having all this vision, still he is asking, but God is giving how you perform action, encouraging him, giving the guidance. And then he says, the last, I think it is last few shlokas, and in that he says, Nashto moha, Smriti labda, Gat sandeha. All my attachment is destroyed now. Your powerful knowledge has destroyed my attachment. Attachment to the body, attachment to the possessions. Though, and now my doubts are been destroyed. Why? Because I got the Smriti, I got awareness, I have self-realization. So what is Brahmin? Who has the self-realization. And has self-realization, then is peace, then is